Hey, what's going on, ladies? This is Fredo Knows Best, and today we're going to be talking about dreams, dimensions, as well as meditation. Now, not to waste any of your time, let me get to the nitty-gritty. When you're dealing with dreams, a lot of people are just telling you dreams are just mere moments of flashes that you might see, and there are no major significance to it. That's completely false, completely untrue. Dreams are pretty much the playground for your soul. So for instance, you might dream, or you might have people in your family, especially if you're West Indian or you're African, or you know you're from the Latin American countries, you might find your family will tell you, "Oh, I just had a dream of this," and it'll come true. Your grandmother, your auntie, your usually the women. It's usually the women. And it's a very close case of, how can we say, telepathy almost. And what people don't realize, and they've been taught that dreams are just like quick little flashes, but they aren't. Dreams are pretty much another dimension. When you close your eyes and go to sleep, you've just traveled through a portal. Once you go from the wake state to the sleep state, that's a portal that you're going through. Once you go through that portal, you're now in another realm, your soul's realm. So for instance, you'll remember that you're doing your thing in your dream while you're in your dream. But once you wake up, you went through the portal. And what happens when we go through portals? We get amnesia. So once you go through a portal, you get amnesia, you don't really remember, and it starts fading away as quick as you thought you had the dream. However, some people will remember their dreams thoroughly and say, "Oh my God, I had this dream and it was saying this, and this is crazy." So don't take your dreams for granted, ladies and gentlemen. So I just told you dreams are pretty much other dimensions, and is the dimension where we would consider it's the playground for your soul. So if a dream is the playground for your soul, and when you fall asleep, that's the portal. So that the moment you go from awake to sleep, and you're using that dream, you get into that dream state, that is the portal. That's why they say there's different stages of sleep, because they know how deep you're going into that portal. This is what they talk about. So people that are in a coma never leave the portal. Things to that nature, because they have now said, "Listen, my body is a vegetable, so to speak, and I'm living in a mental state. I'm in the mental realm," and some people never want to leave that realm. It's a good place to be because you can be a superhero. You can be anything you want. So this is the realm that we need to focus on to allow the realm of 3D. Because the dream state, some people say it's 5D. But who knows where it is truly. You see what I'm saying? So if we live in 3D and we need help in this realm, where do you think we get the answers? Yeah, we get the answers from our gut, our heart, and our brain, which is our three brains. But we're not going to get into that right now. But your intuition is your soul's way of saying, "Hey, listen, I'm taking advice from the dream world or another dimension to give you insight in this realm, because I can see things that you can't see." But if you don't listen to those things, you'll lose everything. You'll lose out on so much. You have people that win the lottery all the time. "Oh, I dreamt of a number." No, they went in another dimension, went into the future, seen the number, came back and gave it to them. That's what happens. That's the power that we truly have, but we're not utilizing it. When you see a person like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, the king of some African country somewhere, making trillions of dollars, some oil tycoon. When you look at that, you say, "How are they living that lifestyle?" Because they're tapped in. There's nothing different from them to us. The only difference is they've tapped in. When you see people say, "Hey, smoke some weed." What does weed do for you? It gives you short-term memory loss. However, it can also bring you into that realm if done correctly. However, it also brings you short-term memory loss. So you might forget your dream. So you smoke when you go to sleep, you might have an impactful dream, but you will never remember it because short-term memory loss kick in. Boops! It's a wrap. So you got to think about that, people. So let's talk about why is meditation important. So if I just told you that when you go to sleep, it's a portal. You just went through a portal. And when you pretty much in that portal, that's the soul's playground. When you meditate, you're in that medium stage between sleep and being awake. That's when they say deep meditation, where you almost fall asleep, but you're not sleeping. That means you're in your soul's realm. That means you're in that abyss stage between sleep and awake. So you're not completely through the portal, but you're like, you're looking through a two-way glass. You see what I'm saying? You're looking through a two-way glass. So it's almost like using your imagination. When they say, I'm using my imagination, or I'm deep in thought, that means you're traveling, you're going into that soul's realm, but you're not necessarily sleeping. So meditation is taking deep thinking or thought to the next level. You're not as deep as being asleep, but you're right there, and it's even more powerful because you're conscious of what you're doing, which means you're now controlling yourself in that soul's realm, if you get what I'm saying. So let's do a little recap. You got your thoughts, which is the first stage. Then you have deep thought, which is the next stage of that transferring dimension or going through portals. Then you have meditation, which is the in-between realm, which you're looking through a see-through, a two-way mirror, so to speak, and you're looking out at the soul's realm, and you're looking in to this 3D realm we're living in. So you're in that midpoint, and then you have the deep sleep. What does your deep sleep do for you? Your deep sleep takes you to the realm where you're literally doing everything that you want. You're having a field day. However, because you don't know it's you're sleeping, you don't know you're sleeping, so you're not fully activating yourself in that realm. You're still limited to the 3D thoughts. So that's where you go wrong. So if you literally put yourself in your soul's realm where you know what, I'm dreaming, that's where you're gonna have the most fun you ever had in your life. That's where you're gonna get into astral projection, where you can do that via meditation. However, if you can control your dreams, it takes your life to the next level. So ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little taste of the realm, little taste of dissecting dreams, dimensions, portals, as well as meditation. Fredo Knows Best is constantly giving you the game. Now, a lot of stuff here that you're listening to on the podcast, you'll only hear it here. So enjoy. I love you all. You're the best. And we're out.